So this story was shared by somebody today morning to me. Mr. Nandagopal was sharing his story where during the COVID time, he had gone to a resort and a hotel. Looking at the pictures, he saw there was a swimming pool and he was very excited. Next day morning, he gets up trying to go to the swimming pool, but during COVID's time, it was restricted and hence, he was told that the swimming pool access is not there. Also, he noticed there are approximately 800 rooms in that hotel. Not everybody, every room was occupied, but mostly was, since it was towards the end of it. And then he was quite disappointed that swimming pool cannot be accessed. Since he got up in the morning, he thought probably he'll walk up to the beach and go and see the sunrise. And approximately 200 people on the beach were sitting in the sand to look into the sunrise. Suddenly, a boy came up running with a surfboard and asked him if he would like to learn. So, whenever we meet with disappointments, we meet with restrictions where we cannot move forward. Here, as soon as you know there was a restriction on the swimming pool and the attempt to go to the sea was made, there's an opportunity which came asking him to learn surfing, which means the sea is open to all, a vast, and it was an opportunity which was humongous. And if you learn surfing, swimming, probably most of the people would know, or at least 50% of the people sitting there would know. But if you learn surfing, the sea is open. So level up is the moral of the story. Level up to the next level whenever you meet with a restriction or this thing. Seek the opportunity which is lying in front rather than just sulking and sitting behind. I hope this story helps everybody today morning. And once you reach that particular opportunity, always, always remember, there's always somebody on the top. So keep learning is also an important aspect. Keep improving. Learning is an important part of your growth. Many of the adults stop learning anything new after a certain age, thinking, I have been this age, what will I learn to? No. Learning can start anytime and it is important. There's always somebody on the top. There is always something that you can learn. It could be a small skill. It could be a lifestyle thing. It could be something new that you've picked up as a reading book. But keep learning. And the last message of the day is to stay humble. The surfer, in spite of knowing surfing, stayed humble and polite in teaching the person, which makes him look as a teacher, and somebody looks up on him as into a next level. The respect that you get when you stay humble is much more than what you get if you're being arrogant or rude, or you have this feeling that I know everything. So level up, keep learning, and stay humble. So, today I'm going to share about this particular athlete. And the story is actually very powerful when you think, because what he did, no man could do ever before till then. Eliud Kipchoge, one of the marathon runners who had broken the record for running the marathon under 2 hours, he was the first ever person. While there are hundreds of blogs, information about how he did it and what he did it is and absolutely tremendous. One of the things that I picked up that I could probably learn was in one of his interviews when he said, I was not there to break any record, not looking forward for breaking any record. My plan was to see myself winning. So sometimes we enter into this mindset of competition, where we are always competing with somebody to be better. It's a great thing. It's a good thing. It pushes us to the next level. It gives us that fuel to move forward. But what is the ultimate aim is to compete with yourself, with what you have done last and how better that you can do it the next day. 1% of change or improvement every single time. Small steps make a big change. So you don't have to be a change maker on, you know, tremendous ground. Just make small changes, and once you put them all together, you'll see that it's a tremendous leap that you have taken, and you will also influence a lot others, like what Kipchoge did by doing this and pushing that thought that there is nothing impossible. If a man or a woman or any human being sets out to conceive in the mind to achieve, so there's nothing that you can't achieve if you conceive and you consistently take steps towards doing that.